comes out, Tarei Arbo Arbo. There's like four brisos. Rashi says, L'chol Echad Mi Yisrael. Tarei Arbo Arbo. There's four and four. So Rashi Nomeral says, that means, Arbo brisos as Lilmoid, V'arbo Lelameid, Harei Shmoina. You have four for Lilmoid, because there was the Baruch Beklal and Baruch Beprat, Oror Beklal and Oror Beprat. So there's four parts, every one of these four parts of the Lilmoid Lamed Lishma Malasai. So it comes out that there's Arba Arbo, the Arbo, Harei Shmoina, comes out there's eight. That means four for the Lilmoid, four Lamed. Then Shmoina Shmoina, there's another four and four for the Lishma Malasai. Harei Sheish Asara, comes out there was 16. There were 16 brises like for every single mitzvah. Now this was by the Hagrizim and Arevel. V'chein b'sinai, the same thing happened by Hasinai. V'chein b'arvus moyiv, the same thing in arvus moyiv. Shneema, the pasuk says, Eila divrei habris, ha'shetziva Hashem es Moshe. V'chsev also says, u'shmaratem es divrei habris hazois. So it says it both by Hasinai and by arvus moyiv. So it comes out there was 16 times 3. So nimsa comes out, memches brisos. There was 48 brisos. I'll call mitzvah mitzvah. Every single mitzvah in the Torah of Tanyag mitzvahs have 48 brisos. Like we said, there are four parts each mitzvah. There's the lilmod lalameh lishma v'lasos. And then there are four nyonim. Each one, there's the prat and the klal of the baruch and the klal and the prat of the yorur. And this was said over three different times by Hagrizim, by Harsinai, and by Arvus Moyiv. So altogether you have 48. So Nimtzah comes out, Memches Brisos HaKol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Moitzi HaGrizim. Rabbi Shimon, he takes out HaGrizim HaRevel. O Machnis Oyo Midbar Oyo Moyid Shebe Midbar. And rather he puts in the Oyo Moyid that was in the Midbar. And Rashi says, Moitzi HaGrizim, Lefish Lo Yoma Yeshua Leyen Kol HaTorah, Ela Mitzvahs Sheba Parshah. Over there, Yeshua didn't tell over the whole Taryag Mitzvahs. He only said over those boros and those kolos, what we're talking about over there. So therefore, that's not part of the ones that has the inyonim for the whole Torah. But rather, Machnis Oyo Moed, Rashi says, Shalach HaShukam HaMishkan, Nidabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe B'Yishu V'Lindoi Kol HaTorah, Kedosiv Yidabar Hashem Elom Yoyim Moed Leimor, the beginning of Ayikra. So that's the third time where the Torah was given, where the mitzvahs were set over, and again was set over with these 16 brisos. So 3 times 16 is 48. Mar says now, V'pluta dahani tanoi. So machlokes like these tanoim, the tanya we learn like this. Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer, Klolois Nemra B'Sinai. Upratas B'Yoyimoyit. He learns, no, it wasn't the klal and the prat were both said by Harsinai like we learned before. But rather, Yishmael says, on Har Sinai, only the klolos were said. And the prata is the individual, like the halachis, those were said over in Oyo Mayit. Like Rashi says, klolos nemra b'sinai. B'stam nemra tera b'sinai. Learn the sparshala, it wasn't explained there. So going b'sinai nemra b'zavach to olav esol esech v'yishlamecho. V'lepira shmat and domen ketzad. It didn't say exactly how to bring the korban shlamin. Hak Torah Seimurim, V'hefshev Netuach V'cholol Shalolo, V'seif V'yikra V'yoyim Moed Pirsha. So by Hasina it wasn't explained, but later in the Yoyim Moed, that's where it was explained. That's where the protests were given over. That's where Rabbi Shmuel learns. Rabbi Akiva V'aymeno, Klolois V'protos Nemer B'sinai, like we learned before, that even the protests were also set over by Hasinai. V'nishnu B'yoyim Moed, it was set over a second time in Yoyim Moed, and V'nishtalshu B'yavis Moed, a third time in Oyo Moed, in Arvus Moed. Like Rashi says, Mipi Moshe Yisrael, that's when Moshe taught Torah to Klai Yisrael. Because Tanakama Svir like Rabbi Yishmael. A Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Hilkach Hasina V'Yoyo Moed Chodhi. Therefore, Tanakama that has to put in HaGrizim and HaRevel, that's one of the three places. He can't just have Hasina by itself and Oyo Moed. There's two separate things. Because he learns the klolos was set on Hasinai, and the protas were in Oyo Moed, that's fitted like one. Rabbi Shimon, Svir like Rabbi Akiva. You have a Shimon that takes out Hagrizim and Arevel and puts in Oyel Moed, he also like Rebbe Akiva. Hilkach Treninu, it was worn by Hasinai, the Kolos and Protos, and the same thing was said over again in the Oyel Moed. So that's what the Machlokes is. But according to both of them, it was said 48 times. The Emlechol Mikmor says now, the Emlechol called Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shek Suba Batorah, there's no Mitzvah that's written in the Torah, Shla Nichrusu Alea Aboya Mishmaina Brises. Like 48 Brises were said about it, like we just had before. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Ishkvar Aku Omar, he says over Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Emlechol Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shek Suba Batorah, Shla Nichrusu Alea Aboya Mishmaina Brises. Every single mitzvah has pack of 48 brisos, but shel sheish meyos elef 600,000 or shloshes alpayim and 3,000, the chamesh meyos of 500, the chamesh meyos 50. In other words, every single Jew that was there by Hasinai, the bris was set each one separately. So every single one of them has these 48 brisos like said to them. Rashi says, "Cholechot shall sheish meyos elav shloshes apayim v'chamish meyos chamishin kminyan shoyu b'Sinai shecholechot nasa oriv al kol echov." Every single Jew was an oriv, was responsible for his brother's mitzvahs. That's what it says in Tosefta. Rama Rebbe Dibur Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda and Lano Kamitzah Mitzvah Shlenichus Olam Memchas Brisos Shel Shmeyos Elav Yevesh Cholechos Yesh B'chol Achas Sheish Shmeyos Elav. As every single Jew was responsible for the next Jew. As the mitzvahs arvus, so Maratag says, Yama Rebbe, that the divrei Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvaraku shomer mishumer Shimon that ain lachol kol mitzvah mitzvah shabbat Torah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. Shle nichrusu ale aboyim mishumayne brisos that wasn't that doesn't have 48 brisos. Shell two sheish meyos elef 600,000. Ushloshes apayim in 3,000. The chamesh meyos the 500. The chamesh me50. Nimtza comes out lachol echod v'echod mi Yisrael to every single Jew is sheish meyos elef ushloshes apayim v'chamesh meyos v'chamishim. To every single Jew is achroi has been arvus. He has to take care of his fellow brother. So every single Jew has this inyan to another 600,350. The 550. Tomorrow says, "Taka my benayim." What's the difference between the two of them? Drashi my mice of Rebbe for my pligi. What is Rebbe eating on that we didn't have before? And what's the machlokes? Like what is Rebbe? Rebbe's less. Rebbe just said, "I'm a Rebbe." The Dibur Rebbe Shimon. Like what is Rebbe eating more than we just said before? We said already, according to Rebbe Shimon ben Yehudish Parakum, that it was given a 48 to 600,000. Samura says, Amura Mashashia, Arvo the Arvo the Arvi Kabinayu. The difference is how much arvis, how much responsible are you for your next brother? So Rashi says, Omar Rav Mashashia, Arvo the Arvo the Arvo. Im Nasa Kolechot Oriv Al Arvusa Shachavairoi. Now everybody's responsible for his brother's mitzvahs. That you're responsible, every other Jew should do their Tayag mitzvahs. The question is, are you also responsible for his arvis? As every single Jew has the arvis, this Indian to watch over the second Jew. The question is though, do you even have to watch over for your friends, arvis also? That's what Rebbe is hitting. That your arvis, not only you have to take care, but you also have to take care that somebody else should take care of his responsibility, that everybody should do the mitzvahs. That's how far it went. That's called arvo, the arvo. The Rashi says, Im nasa kol echot oriv al arvuso ishochaveroi. Oiloi, are you responsible for your friend's responsibility? Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda saw, Oiloi na'asa kol echad arvacha veroi. Elish yishmu esa mitzvahs. You have to watch, you have to watch, and everybody else does mitzvahs. Nimsa kol echad v'yechad arv al memchaz brisoi shekol echad v'yechad. Havaloi na'asa kol echad v'yechad arv al arva shokha veroi. But you're not responsible for your friend's responsibility. So that's the machlokes, and Rebbe Yehuda know that everybody's responsible not only for you to do the mitzvahs and everybody else should do the mitzvahs, but you're responsible for other people for their responsibility also to look over everybody. Skid, so that's the klal of Kol Yisrael Achimim, like the Talmud Devarah says, the Sefer says that really the whole klal is like one big neshama. the mushel to one big tree, if you want the tree to grow, you have to make sure the roots grow well, every single part of it. So the whole Klai Yisrael is one big neshama. So everybody's responsible for this neshama that we should only do mitzvahs. So everybody's responsible for everybody else. Right. Dorash Reb Yehuda ben Achmeni Meturgminu, said it over, Meturgminu Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that kol ha-parsha kula lo nemru ela b'noya from Yefes. Say this parsha, b'hagrizim and arevol, the brachas and the klolos, we could have said about znus, not to have znus, not to be noyef, b'no Yefes. Rashi shall agrizim lo nemru ela b'noya from Yefes. Nika brachas, the klolos, have to do with znus. Oru ish ha-shayasa pesel ha-masecha. What does that mean? V'yora stagilei, it should have been enough just to say oru. Shrashi b'tzmiya, koyfu b'yikaru, v'stagile b'yortach akasha. If it really means that she yasa pesla masecha, someone doesn't avoid the Zoro to worship these getchkes, so it's just a curse? Churis chayiv misa. So what's drawn the posset that says, orur, ho'ish, asha yasa pesla masecha? Mashm is only getting a curse. So Gemara says what the posset means is, ze habu ala erva. Somebody lives with a lady that's offset to him, an erva. For ho'ilid ben, and he give birth to a son. For whole lachlid ben of the kechavim, and this son now goes between the goyim, the ovar avodis kechavim, and he goes to worship avodah zarah. That's what we're talking about. That the parents are shodik, the mustavah, if they had znus, they're going to have a bad son, that this son will go and live with, will go be avodah zarah. The next verse is orur. Arurin ovid the imoy shall say, shekach gormaloi. Like cursed is these parents, that they are the ones that cause their children, their son, to go worship Avodah Zarah, since they themselves have znus. That's trying the sole parasha of Agrizim and Arevol, these brachas and claws have to do with znus. Tana Rabbon, look at a brace like this. The Pasuk says, V'nosate sabrochal ha-agrizim, v'yesaklolo. Matal meloim, what's the Pasuk have to say? Im lelamit yetei brachal ha-agrizim v'klolo ha-arevol, harek fanemer. Just to tell us the bracha here and the klolo there, we know already. It says, Eila yamdu levorach esom al hagrizim, the bracha should be given hagrizim, uchsiv yela yamdu al haklola bar evil, and the clothes of the curses are given on our evil. So what's the first pasuk have to say, benasat yas a bracha al hagrizim? Ela lahaktim bracha laklola. It comes to say that first we should say the brachas, and then we should say the clothes. Because yachol, I would have thought to say, yachol ha bracha, no, yachol, I would think, yeh kol ha brachas kademis laklolis. Maybe all the brachas should go first, before you even start to say the first klola. Talmud loyma brachu klola. Bracha achas kodemus leklola. You say first baruch, and then you say oru about that same thing, but we ain't kol ha brachas kodemus leklolis. But you do not first say all the brachas, and then go and repeat all the klolas. But first you say a bracha, then a klola. A bracha, then a klola. Ola hakish bracha leklola. And there's a hekesh between the bracha and the klola leimaloch. Ma klola b'levim, just like the klola is with levim, a bracha b'levim. The same thing, the bracha also is with the levim. Or ma klola b'kerum, just like the klola has to be said with a loud voice, is a bracha b'kerum, who are then the brachas also said b'kerum, a loud voice. Or ma klola b'loshen ha-kodesh, the klolos have to be said dafk in Lashon HaKodesh. Could you have, we had before, kol kol mi Moshe, Rashi says, is that brach of Lashon HaKodesh. The same thing, the brachas also have to be said over dafk in Lashon HaKodesh. Or ma klol, just like by the klolo, the klalu prat, there was a klal toward the general rule to everybody, and there was a prat individual, is that brach of the same thing, the brach of the klalu prat. Ma klolo, and just like by the klolos, Eilu v'eilu oinim v'oimrim omein, both on hagrizim narevo, both of them not answer back and say omein to it. Is our bracha, the same thing by the bracha, Eilu v'eilu oinim v'oimrim omein, both not answer back and say omein. That's the way it was, the hagrizim and narevo. Now the Mishnah says like this, Birchas kahanim keitzet. Mishnah before said that Birchas kahanim is after nemra b'loshin ha-kodesh. Now how do they go to say Birchas kahanim? The Medina, which means the outside the Beis Hamikdash, is Oimer Oisa Shalosh Brachas. They said them three brachas, like we do now. Rashi says, Mishamastikin HaKahanim, Bein Posek LaPosek, V'yayna Matzibur Amen, like we do now. we divide up in three psukim, and we answer all many after each pasuk. Uva migdosh, but when the kohanim used the duchen in the base of migdosh, brachachas, then they did not answer in between amen, like Rashi says, because they did not answer amen in the base of migdosh. So there's no hafsekim, it looked like one long bracha. Va'mikdash oimeres Hashem kichsovoy. In the base of migdosh, the kohanim used to say Hashem's name the way it was written.